about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me bring you up to date on the Civic Center project.
Did somebody step in something?
I had Ted draw these up over the weekend.
Oh, come on. Doesn't anybody else smell it?
I think I finally solved the underground garage problem.
I'm sorry, I can't concentrate. Can't we do this over the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea. Oh.
Ass don't smell.
Maybe somebody's trying to tell me something.
Scrubbing doesn't work. Perfume's only covered up. And who has the time to soak? Forget all that junk and step up to Ass Don't Smell.
Hey, Bob, congratulations on the Civic Center project.
Oh, thanks.
Huh? Ass don't smell. But your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
We got kind of clip there.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Broadcasting from a zone of fecality, Don and Mike.
Are you insane?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jackson?
What do you think, Jackson?
Jackson. Stand by there, Buzz, for news.
Sure.
You know, that press release that they put out about us today.
Yes.
They're going to have to redo it because every single trade that I'm seeing, every radio trade.
Right.
Has us working together for 16 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have been working together for 23 years.
That's 23 right. years. This is the this radio station, 17 years.
Like here's Inside Radio. Don Geronimo leaves Washington Radio for more than 16 years. Don Geronimo has been on the air in Washington, D.C. Okay. Way, longer than that.
Way more. Wrong. No, wrong. Most, wrong, Bobby Bo.
Most has hosted the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. Any weeks of speculation, he announced the last show will be May 30th. Public co-host Mike O'Mara continues to host their afternoon show solo. Oh. That is good. But again, they got the dates wrong. And then you go to this other thing, which is Radio Today. Radio Info. Mm-hmm. DC's Don and Mike will become Mike. Don Geronimo tells listeners on his WJFK show, the rumors are true. He'll leave the show at the end of May because he wants to explore life and take a break from the radio business he's been part of for years. The radio gods may be breaking up as an act after 16 years on WJFK.
There it is again. They are really shortchanging us, aren't they? That's just not fair.
CBS Radio says Mike O'Mara will continue with the rest of the current cast. Yeah.
That's really a biggie. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, when you shave that many years, it's a biggie.
Mike and I are pretty proud of the fact that we've lasted and thrived together for
especially with all the naysayers that we were around, you know, that said 3 years back when this whole thing started when we were doing a morning show together.
Well, now, part of this is because of the way that CBS wrote their press release today.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Legendary broadcaster Don Geronimo to present his last show on WJFK-FM Friday, May 30th. Mike O'Mara continues with station as host of Mike O'Mara Show. And then right away it says, for more than 16 years.
Ah, so, and like the good journalists that they are, they don't read deep into the press release. They actually, well, is there anything in there that says 23 years?
Nope. No. Later it says.
All right, they got to put that in there.
Later it says broadcast on WJFK in Washington, D.C. for more than 16 years. It's like CBS wants to.
It's JFK we've been on for 16
yeah,
years.
Yeah, they want to reinvent the timeline as if you and I just started.
No, we were here a good long time and damn successful before we came over here.
That's how we got the job here.
Right? They should really include that in there.
It was by beating Howard Stern.
They said that they wanted to bring the morning show in D.C. that was beating Howard Stern over to the afternoon, and that's why we were hired in the first place.
In case you're wondering, you're just tuning in, not to belabor the point, kind of an important day for me and for everybody on the show. Mm-hmm. I am retiring. I'm stepping down because of all the crap that's gone in my life, and everybody needs a change now and then. I'm slightly burned out and ready for a new challenge, and I'm thrilled that Mike and all the cats here will be continuing the show once I go. That had been a point of some contention here.
It had.
Over the last 6 or 7 months.
Absolutely.
About what they were going to do.
Well, you know, isn't that really, don't you, when you have something personal like this and you see a press release, you really start to understand the way you know, journalists in America work nowadays.
Oh yeah,
it's very, very interesting to see when they, you know, sweating the details, not always job one. A little frustrating.
Here's what I had to say. What I in this press release,
how you're quoted.
Yeah, because I want everybody to know how I feel about Mike and Buzz and everybody else. I want to thank. This is me.
This is your quote. This is a real direct quote from
me. I want to thank CBS Radio for standing by my side, not only during the 17 years I've had the pleasure of working for them, but especially since the passing of my beloved wife, Frida. As anyone who has lost a loved one knows, it's tough. Frida was more than my wife of 25 years and mother to our son. She was my at-home program director and an on-air participant when I needed one. She was there for my joy at being hired at WLS and the one to pick me up after being canned from Kiss FM. We discussed our sex life on the air, for God's sakes. How could I continue to do the show after this happened? It was then and three times since that I've tried to quit. My life has changed. Time doesn't heal all wounds, but it does help. I have a wonderful girlfriend, and we are planning our lives together. My son's graduating college. I've got three grandkids in Minneapolis, and I need a break to enjoy these times. He added,
"That's you."
I made this decision not because I was defeated by a loss, but because I am rejuvenated by life. So Dan Mason, Michael Hughes, and the rest of the Jolly Gang have been nice enough to allow me to take a hiatus to see what else is out there. Radio is not something I can get out of my blood. I just don't know where I fit in right now. I need to get some downtime, see what happens next. Maybe on air, maybe off air. But for a while, no air. Since 1985, I had the pleasure of sharing a studio with Mike O'Mara. I am thrilled for him to get a chance to start a sentence and not have me cut him off.
What?
He is like my brother. I love the guy and would do anything for him. I hope he enjoys this new chapter as well. I've worked with Buzz Burbank since 1983 and Rob Spiewak since, well, a long time. These guys will continue to be the continuity Mike needs. I love them too and wish him well. CBS has left me some future options, and I am again in their debt. And then here's Mike's quote. My partnership with Don has been an amazing experience. I miss his friendship as well as his radio genius. As we move forward, I am excited to build on the success of the show with Buzz, Rob, and the rest of my dysfunctional radio family. And then Michael Hughes says he's a dick. And that's the end of the press release.
And there it is. Yeah. Perhaps the way it was penned is accounting for the shaving of years. With our relationship in this market.
So, listen, whatever trade magazines pick this up, get the amount of years right. And please put in there that this is my choice based on events in my life, and that Mike and I, like that one trade wrote, we are not splitting up. This is not a radio team splitting up.
No, nothing could be further from the truth.
I mean, for the last time, I'm thrilled that you guys got this gig, and I'd like to think that I had a bit of a hand in this behind
the
scenes.
You sure as hell did, absolutely.
You know, you guys mean the world to me, and I had to speak in code for so long.
Right.
Because there was a time 6 or 7 months ago. See, the guys here have known that I've had this plan to quit for over a year.
Right.
And I've had a deal with CBS, and part of my deal was to keep quiet about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Buzz had been played with by radio stations. They're enticing him. Mike had been enticed by radio stations. Rob had been enticed. At one point, you had three guys going in three separate directions. And you might remember, I don't know, it was back before Halloween.
Yep.
We took the day off the air one day. Mm-hmm.
We hashed it all out.
Yeah, we were upstairs and really sat down with everybody and said, you guys are so great together. Why, Buzzy, if you have an opportunity, or Rob, if you have an opportunity, why would you not at least first try to put all your chips in together,
right,
and push all together?
Right.
Thrilled that it has worked out this way.
I am too, and I'm delighted to go forward with this. And I do wish they got some of the facts right when they when they misinterpreted the press release. But this is you, and we've known this about. And that really speaks to the whole issue about us breaking up. It's not that we have known this for a very significant amount of time. I'm not sure how many months, but it has been months and months and months, and we've been working together ever since.
The only time that I really got pissed was that day that they were dicking Mike around.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel a loyalty to Mike, to Buzz, to Rob, and you know, in my opinion, at that point, CBS was just treating Mike like, hey, we can take you or we can leave you, you know. And all they needed was a slight kick in the ass. The company needed a slight kick in the ass to realize, you know, what are you going to take? And it's not 16, the over 23 years that Mike and I have been together.
Right.
Okay, I like to think I'm a big part of it. I run things. It's my show. But guess what? Mike is goddamn talented, as I stated the day he wasn't here, and I stated again today. He can do the show with these cats. Mm-hmm. It won't be the exact same show, but it shouldn't be the exact same show.
And I'm glad that everything did work out with the powers that be. And yeah. It did, and I go forward enthusiastically and excitedly, and I am really looking forward to doing this show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and of course it's not going to be the exact same show. It never could be, nor would I want it to be. And this is going to be an awful lot of fun, and I really am glad that this really was my first choice. This is what I wanted to see happen, and I'm glad it worked out.
Me too. Amen. All you guys. Cool. The only thing that even really bothers me is the fact that it says...
Yeah, give us credit for the two decades. I mean, you know, two decades in one market,
Mike.
You know.
This bar right here. O'Mara continues the station, hosting the self-titled Mike O'Mara show on air online, along with newsman Buzz Burbank and producers Rob Spiewak and Joe Artinger. Now,
Joe.
That was a typo.
I don't want to micromanage your career after
I
I'm
understand,
gone,
yes.
But I got to tell you something.
Right.
There's only one name there that should not be in any type of a, any type of a role that we maybe, well, listen to his radio show from Saturday night.
Let's do.
Here's Joe Artinger, one of Mike's new producers.
Stop it.
I won't be.
You know, Joe has his own show Saturday nights.
Right. Joe Radio.
Or he did for a couple of weeks. Here he is from just this past Saturday night.
Thing. I don't want to take up too much time with politics because politics are kind of boring. But it's.
Hold on. Is that the right cut? Number three?
Is that the right grammar?
Here we go.
I won't be on next week, but the week after that, maybe we'll talk a little more about this presidential thing. I don't want to take up too much time with politics because politics are kind of boring, but it's something that I love having grown up in Washington. Washington is my Hollywood, and senators on Capitol Hill are my rock stars. And speaking
God.
Of rock stars... I think we're going to speak to a rock star right now.
Now, I believe what Joe has done is pre-taped some segments where he plays Britney Spears.
This is heard all over Washington, D.C. this past Saturday night.
Heard by at least eight people.
Hello, who is this on the line?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes, this is Joe Radio. What can I do for you? Who is this?
I'm being held against my will.
No, Robbie, you're wrong. Those are not taped. I think Joe's doing that live.
It's live, switching.
I think he's just holding the phone down and then picking it up.
There's no telling what a great.
Well, I'd like a peek behind the curtain. I'd like to see how he produced this fabulous sketch.
Joe?
Yes, Don.
How did you do it, Joe? What was it taped, or did you do it
I called myself.
So you really, of course. Hey, Rob, we should have known that.
You're switching parts live.
Rob, we really should have known that.
Nothing but 110%.
That must be why the timing is so precise.
Okay. Here we go. Here's some more hilarity. Let it ensue.
Joe. A psychiatric ward in Los Angeles, California.
Is this Britney Spears?
Oh, yes, it is. Who is this again?
This is Joe Artinger. Hey, I'm a big fan of yours. I think you're totally hot.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm sorry that you're going through so much, so much trouble in your life right now.
Hold on a second.
You
mean Joe is doing both voices?
I believe so.
How?
Jesus Christ.
He's producing.
Oh, my God.
Really? Not really. It's much ado about nothing. It's all a bunch of rubbish, really.
Rubbish, is it really?
Yes, it is. It's all a bunch of rubbish. All the stories about me are totally untrue.
I will give him a compliment, okay?
What's that?
I will give him a compliment. Going from phone to microphone, absolutely seamless.
No,
smooth, right?
No, there's a slight bit of feedback.
You don't hear the rustling, though, which is real
there's
good.
There's that little open sound.
But
my father has taken over my estate and all of my affairs, and I can't get anything done.
Well, tell us,
okay,
Brittany,
I take it back about the seamless. That wasn't seamless.
Since you lost custody of your children, you've kind of been on a downward spiral. You've been driving your car erratically, so, and you've been showing up all over Los Angeles at all hours of the day. People say you haven't slept for a week.
Is it possible that he regressed since his last show?
I didn't think that was possible, but I think it's happened.
And they're even accusing you of using crystal methamphetamine.
Well, that's just more rubbish, really. Nobody likes to sleep as much as I do. Oops, I did it again.
I have a question.
Are you insane?
Joe?
Hold on, I got to turn this thing on.
Joe?
Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be.
What's up?
You weren't listening?
I was laughing.
I understand, and I know why.
Laughing at the commentary or laughing at the rebroadcast?
I'm laughing at how bad it is.
Joe, was it scripted? Funny. Scripted or improv?
Improv'd.
Improv, the best way to do it.
110%, right?
The only real way to do it.
Walk on that tightrope.
What'd you do?
I did it again. All right.
Wait. I think I can explain. I believe he forgot who he was for a moment.
Yeah. So did you lose your place there?
That's actually amusing.
Joe?
Yeah. Joe.
Yeah. And lost his place.
Yeah, you forgot that you were Brittany, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it gets confusing.
It's hard to do both parts.
Sure it does. Gosh, I'd like to hear just a little more of this.
Just a taste.
What a terrible bit.
Yes, it is. It's a very terrible bit, but I'm quite amused by it.
is that Joe laughing live at his own stuff?
He's not only laughing here in the studio, he's laughing that night also.
And he's laughing on the phone and live on mic.
Everybody knows that has ever done any kind of comedy. The first rule of comedy, laugh at yourself.
That's right.
Listen to him, Mike. And there he is again.
He's having a delightful time. He's having a blast.
Tell us more, Brittany. What are you going to do? How are you going to get back on your feet again?
Well, I decided that I really don't need to get on my feet. What I need to do is I need to get on my back.
Where's our train wreck sound effect? It has been a month of Sunday since that baby's been.
Wow.
True.
For goodness sakes.
You know, really, though, creeping into the so bad it's good category.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I need to make more children because if I'm not going to be allowed to, if I'm not going to be allowed to see my children that I have already, I'm going to have to make more.
And what about the shady agent that you have, Sam Luffy? Yeah, what's he all about?
Well, Sam's a very good guy. He's looked after me quite well, quite a bit. My parents don't like him at all. They think
Oh, that's all the time for today.
Oh, what a shame.
It's all the time
for today. God, it really left me wanting more.
Well, Joe, are you on this Saturday night? Oh, no, you said you were not on Saturday.
It's funny you should mention that, Mike. not on this Saturday night. We have the Terps game, but a week from
they're
Saturday.
They're preempting you for a basketball game?
Amazing,
Joe. Isn't it?
Much like the world champion New York Giants, he gets a week off before the next one.
These guys are fags.
Wow.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep up that high quality of work. Once I'm gone, please. Thanks. Thank you.
Just today, right? Just today?
Only today, Mike.
Just today. Thank
Only
you.
Today.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Only today.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. Hi. This is the news.
Howdy.
I bet you got some news.
I do indeed.
All right, stand by, Ken.
This is the Don and Mike Show.